Yes, hello friends, welcome to my channel. Greetings everyone. Good morning, no coffee, no work friends. Yes, this coffee is excellent again this morning. I have something wonderful for you. Let me read it to you, shall we? Great report. It's about France, right? I was in France for a long time. Emmanuel Macron, Le Patron, explained that Europeans should not rely on social networks to get news and that they need to return to traditional state media. Return, return. That's brutal. Can I read that again? It's brutal. Let me read it again. Emmanuel Macron explained that Europeans should not rely on social networks to get news and that they need to return to traditional state media. That's the point. That means that absolute acceptance only applies to the mainstream within very strict limits. In Germany, that would be ARD, CDF, RTL, Focusbild, Frankfurter Allgemeine, and so on and so forth. How do you make it so that there are no more people who look around on alternative channels? How do you do that? How would I do it? Well, I'm the president, or I'm Macron, or I'm the chancellor of Germany or some other country. Yes, democracy. Of course, I'm not saying that they do it the same way. They definitely wouldn't. I would do it that way. Well, it only affects me. I'm the chancellor of a country X in Europe. I would make a plan of what I want my citizens to hear or see. Just nothing more. No alternative, no left, no right, no Telegram, no TikTok, nothing at all. Just AD, ZDF, Focus, Build, etc. Exactly in that direction. Then I would get all the bosses, the editors in chief of all these media companies. Yes, I would do that. They don't do that from these media companies, all the bosses. I would invite them to a luxury hotel somewhere for 2 days and I would dine with them. Breakfast, lunch, supper, dinner, relaxation, maybe a little bit of deeper relaxation, you know what I mean, right? So that everyone is really happy. And then I would brainstorm with the editors-in-chief of the sources mentioned and I would tell them, this is the way to go. I want this and nothing else. Yes, and then I could call that in my country X a free press. Yes. Call it a free press. That would be what I would do. But that would only be on the first day, because on the second day I would say, no, 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 that won't work. That had nothing to do with democracy. I can't do that. And now no democracy. And how would a democratic Thomas Gast do that? A democratically elected federal chancellor Thomas Gast? Well, I would say the press is free. Freedom of expression exists, it is enshrined in the basic law and that cannot be shaken. I would not influence the press, would not want to influence it, would never influence it, and I see the press as the fiercest opposition, and then we would have free journalism. Yes, and I want it to be true. I want it to be free, I want it to be investigative at all levels. The press is a tool for a country to oppose. Yes, that means I want to have a press in my country, on the second day, that keeps a very close eye on me, that exposes my mistakes and makes them public. I would say that would be democracy. We would then live in a democracy in which freedom of expression prevails, freedom of the press prevails, in which journalists can carry out their investigative work, completely free and detached from any political constraints. That would be fair, that would be correct, and that would be my way of showing my people, my nation, hey, You live in a democracy and the press is doing its job, namely the job it is called to do. Yes, freely and without coercion and without chains, completely independently, detached from politics. Doing its job, that's the point. Opposition, and I think that would be right. What do you think of my ideas? And then I have a little tip for my citizens, for the citizens of my country. I would say this, Kennedy's own motto, right? I don't have to write it down here, I know it by heart. And Kennedy said, don't ask yourself what your country can do for you, but ask yourself what you can do for your country in a positive way, so that we can all be better off. Yes, that's a great behavior from people who say, okay, I'm happy with the conditions in my country. Now I want to do things to generously give back what I've been given. Yes, then I've written down a few points here about how I see my citizens in my country. You could call it a host country. Call it a guest country, yes, but then you won't become the guest workers, right? Self-determined. I want my people to live in complete self-determination. Yes, to make their own decisions with complete personal responsibility. To grow up in complete freedom of opinion and with complete power of opinion. That is to say, I would say to my people out there, pay attention, especially to the men. You are men, you are the pillars of this country, right? You are the backbone of this country, and of course the women too, but in another way I would say, you all have an opinion and I insist that you express your opinion. Freely, self-determined, completely responsible for yourself. Please do not hide your opinion. Yes, and I would say to them, yes, we have something like mainstream media. I do not influence them and no, I do not invite these editors-in-chief to dinner, to the sauna, to have a snack or to play golf in order to discuss with them the direction in which I want their media to go. No. I would like to leave a note for the editors-in-chief where I say, you are the opposition, you are free, you do as you please. That is the point, insofar as you act within the rules or within the rules of our constitution that we have established. And that's important. Yes, once again, men and women out there, have an opinion, express an opinion, don't hold back with your opinion, lead a self-determined life with complete personal responsibility, be an adult, free. Unattached, detached from all fears. I keep saying it, I'm 64 now. And since 2019 until today, that's been 6 years now. I've felt a change in times. There were 6 years when so many things came together. Things that I had never seen in my entire life before, the 60 years before or 58 years before. Yes, I still have the sweat of fear on my brow from the last 6 years. It's dried up a bit because I notice that the trend is now going in the other direction. But I had a keyword, it was the PKK. Plandemic, the Charlie affair, climate, nonsense, wars and crises. We were chased through the pigsty by this PKK. Has nothing to do with the Kurdish Workers' Party. Yes. They whipped us around like crazy to try to scare us. That one didn't quite work, that one is still dormant. Then came the next thing, that was the climate nonsense, where the Americans have now said that it's all nonsense. And now we have wars and crises. Fear is omnipresent. The Russians are coming in 2029. We have to fight them down. We have to become ready for war. We already had that 80, 90 years ago. That went wrong. We don't need that. And we are massively rearming. And I think we are on the wrong track. I was a soldier for a long time. I know what war can do to the body, to the flesh of soldiers, to the flesh of civilians, to people's minds, to their souls. And I tell you, war sucks.